And on the line this morning, we have with us Bill Bird. We've talked with him in the past many times with the Lorain County Historical Society. But Bill doing some other things now, including involved in a very special golf outing. Good morning, Bill. How are you today?
Good morning. Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Let's talk about the Mike Bird Golf Classic. This is in honor of your son who passed away from cancer. I guess talk a little bit about Mike, what you hope people know of him, or how this golf outing kind of keeps his memory alive for you.
Well, Mike was a standout athlete at Elyria High and also in college, and eventually in adulthood, you know, got married and has a couple of boys, and they did move to Avon a few years ago, and, you know, he was stricken with cancer that normally you'd don't test for in men until 50, and he was only 44, and he was already stage 4 before it was diagnosed.
Wow. Is this in prostate cancer we're talking about?
It was the prostate cancer, right, and it's just so sad because a lot of times if that's caught early enough, why, it's treatable, and he fought pretty valiantly for 3.5 years, but he did succumb at age 47 2 years ago. So I wanted to do something. There was an old saying in my day, try to make lemonade when life hands you lemons. And so we started this. It's the Mike Bird Fund is actually the name of the nonprofit, and the signature event is the Mike Bird Golf Classic. So we're raising our money either through straight donations or through participating in the golf outing. Right. And Mike loved golf, so we thought that would be a fitting tribute.
Again, that's coming up Sunday, August 21st, over at Bobolink Golf Course. What kind of undertaking is it to put on a golf outing, especially with all the different things? Had you done something like that before?
Well, I had, but usually it was for a group of about 60 or 70 people. We have 144 golfers. It's a full course, and we're thrilled that so many people came out. Last year was our first one, and you know, these are people that knew Mike or knew us, and he had a lot of friends. They made a lot of friends over in Avon, and some of his Elyria friends and former teammates have come out, and 36 teams is our maximum, and we sold it out last year, and we have sold it out again this year. What we are hoping, is, and this did happen last year, is that there are people who might want to send us a check to be part of what we call Cash for the Cause. We are supporting the Cleveland Clinic Prostate Cancer Research. We are supporting the Prostate Cancer Foundation, and we are supporting the Village Project, which is a group in Bay Village, actually, that provides meals to families that are going through cancer treatment. And they do operate in both Avon and Avon Lake, and Mike's family did get meals from them during his treatment time. So we wanted people to know about this. Our goals are three. We're trying to raise awareness for earlier testing for cancer. We're trying to raise funds to support the research that will help others. And we're trying to honor Mike's memory and keep his name alive in the community. So those are our three goals, and we were extremely successful last year. We're hoping for an even greater success this year, which is why we branched out a little bit, coming on your show. There was a wonderful ad in yesterday's Chronicle Telegram laying out our cause and how people could help. So we're, you know, trying to get the word out even more.
Bill, along those lines, can people, businesses, organizations still sponsor holes?
They can. We were not pushing that because we have a lot of hole signs already. We're more than happy to accept another one. But in the Chronicle ad, it said that was sold out. Technically, if people want to sponsor a hole, we'd love to have them. But we were sort of pushing the higher-level sponsorships, and also, you know, people just sending a check. Last year, a lot of people did. They're not really golfers. They're just community people. They wanted to contribute. I got some nice notes from people who said, you know, my son went through this. I'd like to give you $50. And, you know, every little bit helps. And I know it's difficult. You know, maybe somebody's riding in the car when they're listening to this. The easiest thing to remember is MikeBirdFund.org. And if people go online to MikeBirdFund.org, it lays out all the opportunities. It has my contact information on there. So that's the easiest way to get in touch with us. But our address is the same as it's been for over 40 years. It's 235 Eastern Heights Boulevard in Elyria, and that's the home base for the Mike Bird Fund. So if somebody wants to write a check to the Mike Bird Fund, they can send it on to 235 Eastern Heights Boulevard. And again, that information is on MikeBirdFund.org. If people, you know, it seems like today most people are using the computer on their phones and what have you.
It's good to be able to get a contact and know about it and help the good cause as well. Again, that's Sunday, August 21st. A lot of golfers you'll be seeing if you drive there past Bobolink Golf Course as they are going to go out there and have fun golfing and share some stories. And I bet that's kind of a little bit to his family as well. They may hear stories that they might not know about Mike that other people that have contacted with him probably can share and keep his memory alive that way too.
Well, we've had a lot of his friends and also my daughter-in-law's family comes out and really supports this and works at the event. It takes a lot of volunteers the day of the event. And it also takes a good committee. Excuse me. I have a great committee. I reached out to some of Mike's friends, and you know, they work on this. And then the day of the event, we have a lot of volunteers, so it runs smoothly. We chose Bobolink because Mike was living in Avon, and it's a good course to put on an outing. And you know, there's young people helping in small ways. There's a group of young ladies over in Avon that have been selling lemonade in front of their homes to raise money. And that just touches my heart that these young gals, that they knew Mike's kids, you know, and they're out there doing that to help. There's another young man that sells golf balls. He lives near Bobolink, and he sells golf balls the day of the event and donates some money to the Mike Bird Fund. So even the young folks are getting involved, and it's just great to see the support.
First year you made $17,000, obviously hope for more this year, but every little bit helps and it all goes to a good cause. And with all those golfers of that certain age, maybe this kind of puts in their mind, they maybe need to get the testing for the prostate in there as well, just to see, as well as those other possible testings. Because as anything we know about cancer, the earlier you can diagnose or find out, the better you are for surviving that, for sure.
Right. And if somebody's listening to this and we can reach them for earlier testing, why, that makes it worth it too. You know, the idea is to get the word out, talk to your doctor, get tested earlier, and like you say, at the event, a lot of people having a good time, but also maybe learning something.
Absolutely. Education is always a good part of that, too. Bill, we appreciate your time this morning sharing this for what the cause is. And, again, people can go to MikeBirdFund.org to get a lot of good information on it. Again, Bill, thanks for your time this morning.
I'm so appreciative that you had us on. Thank you.
Thanks. Bill Bird joining us this morning. Again, the Mike Bird Golf Classic coming up Sunday, August 21st, over at Bobolink's Golf Course, MikeBirdFund.org.